This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Tonight's the big night, folks. Independence Day celebrations are going on across our county, but tonight is the Columbus County Let Freedom Ring celebration, except for South Columbus High School, starting at 6 p.m. There'll be live entertainment, food trucks, and the biggest fireworks display in the county. This is the 38th year for that wonderful event. Make sure you head out there early if you're going to head that way. Carry something to sit on. Be ready to walk a little bit because there's always a big crowd. We'll have a full list of all the Independence Day activities coming up in just a little bit on our newscast. Deborah Dahl is being held under no bond on more charges of animal cruelty, according to warrants. Dahl, age 70, was arrested in June on 80 counts of animal cruelty and one of practicing medicine without a license. She was released on bond, then arrested a second time this past Tuesday, this time charged with abusing and neglecting at least 8 rabbits. Dahl reportedly had a large number of English bulldogs and cane corsos at her Pone Hill home. These dogs have been seized and are being held at the animal shelter. A West Columbus football standout who became a sheriff's deputy in South Carolina died in the line of duty on Tuesday. Devin Mason, a native of Evergreen, was one of two deputies ambushed in Darlington County. The other deputy was injured. The suspect was killed in the gunfight, and a woman was arrested. We have more information on this on our website. We have quite a few activities going on, folks, for the Independence Day. Tomorrow, July 4th, Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Patriotic Family 4th with a golf cart and bike parade starting at 9:30 a.m. at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Make sure you decorate your favorite ride and get out there and enjoy it. Now, the Lake Waccamaw Fire Department will host the Jimmy Stanley Memorial Hot Dog Sale and Boot Drop. That's going to start at 10 o'clock in front of the fire station on Flemington. Also on July 4th, Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will host a carnival and fundraiser starting at noon. The carnival will be at 9938 James B. White Highway South. You can get the opportunity to dunk the preacher in the dunking booth as well as some other fun games. All proceeds go to the church building fund. Saturday is still going to be a busy day. There will be Freedom Fest at the Veterans Memorial Park from 9 until 2 p.m. There'll be a cruise in, food trucks, the Columbus Community Band will be playing at 10 o'clock. There's going to be a massive yard sale and fun for the kid. The Austin Watts family of Hallsboro is once again hosting their Independence Day celebration starting at 3 p.m. And Saturday night, Chabern will have fireworks and a food truck rodeo from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chabern Event Field. If you missed something in here, we've got the full list at columbuscountynews.com. Another big thing a lot of people don't think about on July 4th is tomorrow is North Carolina's Free Fishing Day. Now, all seasons, creel limits, and regulations still apply, but no fishing license is required in state waters for July 4th. Operation Firecracker, the state's largest anti-DWI campaign, is running through July 6th. Law enforcement agencies statewide will conduct enhanced patrols to take impaired drivers off the road. Wildlife officers will also be increasing marine patrols from July 4th through the 6th to reduce impaired boating. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.